some extraordinary events today. Donald Trump Jr. has tweeted out what he says is the entire email chain sent to him offering Russian aid to incriminate Hillary Clinton. The offer included information from, quote, the Crown Prosecutor of Russia that, quote, would incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia and would be very useful to your father. To which Trump Jr. responded, if that's what you say, I love it. The New York Times had also obtained the messages and published its story just minutes after Donald Trump Jr.'s tweet. So joining us to unpack all of this is NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi there, Domenico.
Hey there.
So the email chain that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out today begins on June 3rd of last year. And the first email in the chain says the information he's promised is, quote, obviously very high level and sensitive information, but is part of Russia and its government's support for Mr. Trump. I mean, it seems rather astonishing. What is going on here?
It's pretty straightforward, and it's amazing that that didn't raise any red flags for Donald Trump Jr. Or we should also note, as you read through these emails, that these emails were forwarded to Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law and now senior advisor, and to the campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. So it raised no red flags for them, and all three still took this meeting.
So what do you think we'll unpack a little bit more of what's actually said in this, but what are the implications here for Trump Jr., for Jared Kushner?
Yeah, well, first we should say, as far as what's more in these emails, you know, it shows that Donald Trump Jr. knew that he would be meeting with a Russian government attorney, or that he was told anyhow that that's what he would be doing, and that the information he'd be receiving would incriminate Hillary Clinton and be, quote, very useful to your father. The individual who sent this along is a man by the name of Rob Goldstone, who's a music promoter and a former British tabloid journalist who had said that he was actually willing to send this directly to his father. It didn't seem that there was much of a potential filter there. He said that he would forward it to Rona, which is Trump's personal assistant for many years. Don Jr. said, no, you know, I'll handle it from here, but brought along high-level people within the campaign, the highest level within the campaign. And he had actually said, if it's what you say, I love it, especially later in the summer, especially because that was right during the heat of the general election campaign about to take place with Hillary Clinton. And we should note that Rob Goldstone is somebody who Donald Jr. met at a Miss Universe pageant that Donald Trump Sr. was putting on in Moscow mm-hmm. in 2013. He has connections to a very wealthy family. He's a promoter for Emin Agalarov, whose father, Aris Agalarov, is someone who Trump Sr. was looking to go into business with to put up a Trump Tower in Moscow, and he gave them the Miss Universe pageant. So all of this wound together intricately in some of Trump's financial dealings.
It's rather astonishing. I mean, Donald Trump Jr. in this tweet that contains the email chain also had a statement in which he says, to everyone, in order to be totally transparent, I'm releasing the entire email chain. Yeah. The information they suggested they had about Hillary Clinton, I thought was political opposition research. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there are ongoing investigations into Russian interference in the campaign and potential collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. I mean, how might this affect that?
Well, that statement either shows his naivete or malevolence because, you know, this is not how campaigns operate. If you get something from a foreign government or official, you should immediately be skeptical. Al Gore campaign officials had noted that they had something mailed to them of a binder of opposition research on George W. Bush that they didn't know where it came from. It appeared to be somewhat sketchy, and they turned it over to the FBI. This did not even raise flags, and they knew exactly where the information would be coming from for Donald Trump Jr. So, you know, this is the kind of thing that is going to raise the eyebrows of someone like Robert Mueller, the former FBI director who is now the special prosecutor in charge of the investigation, special counsel now in charge of the investigation into Trump campaign ties to Russia. And, you know, Donald Trump has tweeted 9 different times since May that there's no collusion. He's called it a hoax. He's said that it's a fraud. And it's notable that his lawyer, his personal lawyer, put out a short statement last night saying that Donald Trump Sr. did not know or approve of this meeting. Whether or not that's true remains to be seen.
Now, Domenico, we also know, of course, that the New York Times had obtained these emails. They published their story today, again, just a couple of minutes after Donald Trump Jr. tweeted it out.
And that's likely the reason why Donald Trump Jr. put out all of his emails.
Yeah, but I was just going to ask you, he's responding to the Times here, but why would he put them all out? I mean, there's some pretty incendiary stuff in here.
To get inside the mind of a man is somewhat problematic and troublesome. So I'm not going to try to assess his state of mind and why he did. He likely wanted to get out ahead of the story and have his side of it all out there first. But I'll tell you that investigators are looking at this now, as is the Senate Intelligence Committee, wondering whether or not this goes beyond obstruction of justice, as Tim Kaine said, and raised the specter of whether or not this is treason.
NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Thank you so much, Domenico.
Thank you.